WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we could still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In postseason girls golf action yesterday, the girls golf regional finals yesterday saw Kemper Catholic and Atlantic both qualify in Class 3A Region Number 2 in a meet held over at the 5x80 Country Club near Stewart. Kemper Catholic had the low team score of 330. Atlantic shot 345, both state qualifiers. Individually, Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic had the low round. She medaled at 76. The top five individuals also qualify for state, and they were already qualified as teams, as Fletcher was first, and then four Kemper Catholic girls were in the next four positions to round out the top five. Also in Class 2A action at Corning yesterday at the Quail Run Country Club. I should actually be at Neola at the Quail Run Country, or at the Happy Hollow Country Club at Corning. It was Pleasantville and Central Decatur, the top two teams. Pleasantville at 375 and Central Decatur 391, both state qualifiers. Also trainer, or also individually, Riverside's Ellen Johnson shot an 86. She was runner-up in the medalist competition. She'll go to state, and trainer has a couple of qualifiers as well. Allie Anderson and Ashley Bailey both shot 92. They were fourth and fifth, and they'll qualify for the state meet also. Also yesterday in Class 1A action at Griswold Golf and Country Club, Newell Fonda and Guthrie Center had the two low scores for teams, and they both qualify for state. Also among those who qualified for the state meet would be Mount Air's Tessa Shields, along with Boyer Valley's Katie Cogdell. She was fourth with a 94. Shields also shot 94 for third place. Mallory Osen had the top score for Guthrie Center, shooting a 95. She placed fifth overall. Also yesterday in postseason action in boys' sub-state soccer play, in Class 1A first-round action, it was West Central Valley defeating Atlantic by a score of 5-2. Bondurant Farrar beat Kemper Catholic 1-0. North Polk over Nottoway Valley 11-0. AHST a winner over Missouri Valley 5-0. St. Albert a 2-1 winner over Underwood. And Tri-Center shut down Trainer 9-0. In Class 2A first-round action, it was Harlan over Carroll 6-1. Denison beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-0. Creston edging Winter set 2-1. Also in Class 3A first round play, Thomas Jefferson a 1-0 winner over Lewis Central. Those winners all move on in boys sub-state soccer play. Also last night in girls high school softball, it was Atlantic defeating Missouri Valley 9-6. Ashley Waltz had a big night at the plate for Atlantic with a couple of doubles, a triple. She knocked in four runs in that ball game. Atlantic 9-6 over Missouri Valley. Also in girls softball, AHST beat Nishnabotna 12-0. Audubon over Orient Maxburg 14-4. Abraham Lincoln topping Trainer 11-2. Thomas Jefferson beat Sioux City West 13-1. Des Moines Christian over Panorama 16-0. Exira EHK a 6-2 winner over Coon Rapids. It's Bayard. Glenwood beat Tri-Center 8-4. Sydney over Stanton 6-5. West Harrison 9-6 over Cam. Woodward Granger beat West Central Valley 6-1. Fremont Mills over Essex 10-4. Bedford beat Southwest Valley 11-10. Charter Oak Ute 4-3 over Glidden Ralston. In boys baseball play last night, Atlantic at Abraham Lincoln was postponed. Other games, though, saw AHST beat Nishnabotna 3-0, Thomas Jefferson over Missouri Valley 7-3, Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard 3-1, Glenwood over Tri-Center 12-7, Guthrie Center beat Madrid 12-2, it was Harlan over Carroll 2-1, Indianola 2-1 over Creston, Lennox beat Clarinda Academy 26-2, Lewis Central 6-3 winners over Sergeant Bluff Luton in 10 innings. Sydney and Stanton were 2-0 Sydney when that game was suspended in the top of the second inning. Bedford beat Shenandoah 12-11. Fort Dodge over Kemper Catholic 9-2. Fremont Mills outscored Essex 22-11. And Underwood at Red Oak was canceled last night. In Major League Baseball, Lance Lynn threw a five-hit shutout in his first career complete game, and the St. Louis Cardinals got home runs from Alan Craig and Matt Holliday in a 6-0 victory over the New York Yankees. A couple of other interleague games saw Milwaukee beat Baltimore in 10 innings, 7-6. Boston doubled up Atlanta, 6-3. In the American League, Colin McHugh held light-hitting Kansas City at bay over 7 innings, and Matt Dominguez drove in the only run the Astros needed as they posted a 3-0 victory over the Royals last night. In other American League play, Toronto beat Tampa Bay 9-6, the White Sox over Cleveland 2-1, Minnesota beat Texas 4-3, Detroit over Oakland 6-5, the LA Angels topping Seattle 6-4. In the National League, Colorado beat Philadelphia 6-2, the Mets over Pittsburgh 4-2, San Diego topping Arizona 4-3, the Dodgers beat Cincinnati 6-3, San Francisco shuts out Chicago 4-0, and Miami at Washington was rained out. In other baseball news, Texas Rangers ace Yu Darvish was scratched from his scheduled start at Minnesota after waking up with a stiff neck Tuesday morning. The Rangers were hoping Darvish would be able to avoid the disabled list, but they were waiting for results of a precautionary MRI test. His neck was stiff enough in spring training to keep him from pitching for nearly 3 weeks, and that delayed his season debut by one start until April 6th. Royals pitcher Yordano Ventura has undergone an MRI that revealed no ligament damage to his sore right elbow. Ventura was lifted from Monday night's loss to Houston due to discomfort in his elbow, and he'll miss his next start. Top prospect Kyle Zimmer's been shut down after straining a muscle in his back. The Chicago Cubs have released a revised plan for Wrigley Field's renovation that includes new signs, new seats, and lights. The Cubs also fired a warning that the team would consider moving to another Chicago site if it's not allowed to control the ballpark. The revised plan includes signs that would fully block views of the field from rooftops and comes days after the team announced it would no longer seek the approval of nearby rooftop venue owners. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we could still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In hockey last night, the Montreal Canadiens have managed to force a sixth game in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals after blowing a three-goal lead midway through Tuesday's 7-4 win over the New York Rangers. Rene Bourque had a hat trick, and five of his teammates had at least 2 points to help the Canadiens win at home for the first time in this series. Game 6 is set for Thursday at Madison Square Garden with the Rangers leading 3-2. The NBA's best-of-seven Western Conference Final is now a best-of-three after the Thunder knotted the series in Oklahoma City. Russell Westbrook poured in 40 points and Kevin Durant added 31 as the Thunder hammered San Antonio 105-92. San Antonio will host Game 5 on Thursday. And former Iowa State Cyclone women's basketball standout Hallie Kristofferson has signed a professional contract with the Flying Foxes in Vienna, Austria. Kristofferson said she's happy to have the opportunity to go to Austria and continue playing basketball. Kristofferson had a standout career with the Cyclones after finishing her senior season 6th all-time in scoring and 8th all-time in rebounds. Kristofferson, a forward from Hamlin, Iowa, led the team in scoring for the second consecutive year with nearly 18.5 points per game. She also averaged 7.2 rebounds and shot 46.1% from the field, and she was the second consecutive All-American campaign. Now, the Flying Foxes are part of the Austrian Women's Basketball League, where the team completed a perfect 18-0 season in league play and claimed a league championship. Kristofferson will depart for Vienna in September as the AWBL season runs September through April. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.